Secretary Conley, Mr. President.
Hello.
Mr. President, sir.
Hello, John?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
You getting all ready for your press conference?
Yes, sir.
Right, right.
Studying my lesson.
Ha, well, I think it'll go fine. Go fine.
Are you watching this show?
Oh, is there a show on?
No. Well, there is on. It's just winding up. I guess if you're Camp David, I guess you can't get it.
No.
But on Channel 7 here, I've been interviewed by Peter Lissador and Roland Evans.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, did you go ahead and look at it and call me back?
No. I tell you, it's over.
Oh, I see. No, I didn't. I didn't get to see it. No.
Oh, well, I'm studying. I've got the briefing book from Chuck Colson.
Right.
Got the briefing book of my own. And
right.
I've been at it most of the day.
I think this is a good time, John, for the conference. I think it's going to be just, it's timely. I think of the whole meanie thing. If I were a Democratic candidate, I wouldn't want to be going down there next week myself.
No, Mr. President, I went out last night to a party out here at Columbia Country Club. There are all kind of people there. There's a lot of Democrats, a lot of Republicans, I don't even know what they were, but they were 150 people, all ages. And I did not hear one single person that didn't believe me that you were helped by your appearance down there, and you were helped by Mimi's attitude. Not a single one. Now, this comes from people like Bob Strauss, who is the treasurer of the National Democratic Party. It comes from guys like Paul Porter.
Sure.
And so on. But just man after man after man, and woman after woman after woman, I have not heard a single person that has presented George Mimi's attitude, and I think probably how we take it to
I think the problem I suppose that we have one problem to know how far we go without modernizing him. What do we do, for example, about his pay raise? My inclination is probably not to do anything about that, but yet to be very, very tough with regard to the pay board. But I don't know. What's your feeling about that?
I think that's right. I think as far as I know, I'm the first one to mention doing something about his pay, but I don't think we ought to under the rules of the pay board, because up to now they've talked about the criteria in terms of employment units.
Right.
And he's not an employment unit.
That's right.
I think that some of us ought to castigate for taking the pay raise. It's an obvious violation of the spirit of the...
Isn't a good example.
That's right. You're just setting a terrible example and accusing him of being flagrant about it. It's just in fact common he knows.
In fact, his attitude of, I think the general feeling that I get, as you know, a great number of wires, and just unanimous,
sure,
the feeling that he has really put himself above the country, above the president. Nobody can just say, the president can know what he can do. Now, people resented that very deeply.
That's right.
And I think we have got to, from that, we can say we want their cooperation and all the rest, but on the other hand, let's have one thing understood clear, very clearly, that nobody is going to be able to put himself above the interests of the country. And the president speaks for all the people. He speaks for just one segment of people, and only 18 million out of 80 million American wage earners.
Right.
So I think that's maybe not all of them.
Right.
A lot of union members don't agree with it.
I thought I'd take him home pretty good tomorrow. Without making a martyr out of him.
That's right.
Along the line that you're talking about.
That's right. The idea that here we've got to think of the interests of the country, and we just cannot have this. That one man, any one man, cannot put himself above the interests of the country. This battle involves the good of all of us. We've all got to join in, and everybody's got to make a sacrifice. He's overplayed it, John.
And we just can't let him forget it.
And I, as a matter of fact, I think we ought to keep the issue alive.
So do I.
Think, naturally, they know they've overplayed it. I think some of those candidates would just wish we'd just quit talking about it.
I think
we ought to keep reminding them of it. As you were saying, he's obviously going to be against it.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a part of it. And my point is that you've got to have an enemy. Maybe he's the one.
That's right.
Huh?
Well, he's obviously trying to make an enemy out of you. And,
absolutely.
And I don't know if he's a good one as far as I'm concerned, because I think we caught him, and I think he'll make some other mistakes. I think tomorrow, remind everybody what he said about people. I'm going to say it. He says Dr. Weber, very distinguished professor at the University of Chicago, called him a hedge. Give him time. Try to help make the system work. He called the Secretary of Labor a Little League umpire and a janitor.
Yeah.
He called, accused of being a federal judge, being ignorant. Just say, frankly, I'm reminded of Lord Acton's very wise statement. He said that the power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolute. And I think that's pretty well characterized. Kind of underplay it, but really try to cut it. I'm sure I'll get lots of questions.
Yeah.
And he just go on the line that you just took and just say, I thought I'd get that
from you. We want their cooperation, and also you could point out that we have really been over backward to get it. The pay board was set up on the kind of a basis that he asked for. We set it up now, and he just can't go in there and dictate. He's got to work within the system, not against it, not outside of it. There are a lot of honorable people working for it.
Well, as far as I know, I'm going to be on NBC and CBS live television. So.
All right, good. And also that the name will do that. I have a good chunk of it on the news.
So I think I'll just clip it with this.
Which
I can do with great gratitude.
Well, I'll be watching it. Okay, John.
All right, anything else?
No. I think it's the only other thing I would, in the international thing, I would simply say, now we're working on that.
I hold out considerable, hope.
That we're having discussions that are going on, and we think it's going to be settled. It's going to settle the right way. I think you got to be I suppose the one question that you're going to have to really face is what you say about the tax bill. What do you have in mind?
Well, I'm
going
to simply say on the tax bill that on this campaign thing, that I think they've made a serious mistake. That if they adopt this provision, Article 10, which provides that everybody can check off and have $1 of their taxes go into a pool to be divided up on one of the basis of candidates and individual candidates between parties, it's a very serious mistake. This is going to reform, transform American politics. American political life. It's unbelievable that Congress would undertake such a major, far-reaching step without very intense and exhaustive hearing.
Right.
And just say that, frankly, I think it's going to result in most huge parties in this country, very much like we have in France. And I can't think of anything worse.
Right. That's the great danger that
could happen to the American political system.
Why
wouldn't it, Mr. President? If anybody can get out here, this Chisholm woman can get 5% of the vote. Townsend with his share of the wealth plans can get 5% of the vote.
Easy.
Communist can almost get 5% of the vote.
Sure.
If they get 5% of the vote, get under that formula, George Wallace is going to get $6 million. Why wouldn't he run?
God, yes, Ben, look what he's doing. It
well, of course he'll run. And so will all the rest of them.
Fragmentize.
So I thought I'd hit that very hard, and most of these other things they put on the tax bill, I don't think they're any great interest as far as people are concerned.
I don't know what we can do in this thing. We're going to have to take a good, hard look at it. We'll talk about it. If we really come down to a tough one, my general feeling is that we just might not. Who knows? What do you? You know, it may be that if it's so loaded down and such a Christmas tree and so irresponsible and so forth, that you'd be better off just to say no, sir.
Start over in January.
It would be a hell of a thing. Tough thing not to have investment tax credit, not to have a particularly dealer auto excise. But I'll tell you, I think I'm certainly prepared to take a hard line if we think it's right. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. It may be necessary to do it. I would say right now. Let's see what happens.
That's what we're gonna wait and see. Absolutely. It still has a legislative process.
True.
This is a miserable provision.
It really is. The rest of the stuff, I don't know.
The rest of the stuff, it's more than it ought to be, but we could take it and maybe. But my point is that this thing, though, is a profound change in the American political system. And I just don't think it's just like writing the Constitution. And I just don't think we ought to do that so lightly. And if you have a thing like that, maybe you have to put the whole damn thing down.
Maybe you do. Well, I don't have a fixed opinion about it at the moment.
You can take a line that you discussed with me. Take a very hard look at the line. Hang out with a possibility.
Well, I'll be delighted to say
that. Right? Sure.
You're very concerned about it.
Concerned about its irresponsibility, its change in the system. It isn't a question which party benefits. It isn't a question of the effect on the 72 election. But the point is that it's proliferation of parties that people just under that holding, and that's wrong. And also, I just don't think that political campaigns ought to be financed. It will lead to far less responsibility. And of course, everything will ride in the nominating process. This is not going
to right.
And, what a mess it'll be.
It really will.
What a mess. Well, anyway, it's not a dull time to live, is it?
No, it sure. I'll say one thing. We do have enough problems to concern ourselves.
Oh, a hell of a lot has happened in the year you've been down here.
God, I can't stand another one.
It's gone fast, hasn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm glad you got to the football game.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.